Chapter 5. Last Chance. Emma ran from the house to the barn and didn't stop until she was in the corner of the barn near Sugar's stall. She dropped down into a pile of hay in an empty stall and covered her face with her hands and cried. How could Rachel think she'd ever consider becoming a soiled dove or marry a cruel man? Ike, the ranch foreman, heard Emma's sobs and approached the stall.
Emma, are you all right?
Ike asked, his voice colored with concern. Emma looked up and nodded through her tears.
I'm just frustrated. I planned to become a mail-order bride and get away from all the troubles here, but Rachel had to tell me all the terrible things that might happen. She frightened me.
Ike sat down next to Emma and said,
Well, Rachel wants to keep you safe. I came to work here shortly after Rachel married Samuel. It was a sad time. Rachel had lost her husband in the blizzard, and so did many of the other ladies in town. I'm sure you've heard all the stories.
Emma nodded. Ike continued,
I was here the day your aunt and uncle brought you to live here. You were shy and frightened, but had a big heart and accepted us the way we accepted you. You became family. I remember the first time you sat on a horse. I promised I wouldn't let you fall, and soon you were riding.
Emma smiled.
I remember that. You became my best friend, and still are.
Then take a little bit of advice. Before settling here, I roamed around looking for a place to call home. My folks died of a fever, and I took off when I was 16. I worked some jobs I never would have considered if I hadn't been hungry. I saw things I wish I could forget. I've seen what happens to some women in the same position I was. Being a man, I was fortunate to find many jobs and wasn't forced to work in a dingy saloon. I've been cold, hungry, lost, and alone. Getting the job here saved my life. You have a family that loves you. Don't run from that. You may never find your way back home, Ike said.
Emma blew out her breath, brushed some hay from her dress, and answered,
But so many people have left Last Chance. How will I find a husband? I don't want to live on this farm until I die as a spinster.
Ike smiled.
You're too beautiful to become a spinster. Life is changing here. If the well dig is successful, people will come back, including men. You're still young, even if you think your life is passing you by. Give it some time before you make a life-altering decision.
Emma drew in a deep breath and hugged Ike.
Thank you. I'll give it some time. You may be right, and Mila and Rachel told me to wait, too, that if it's meant to be, God will send someone for me,
Emma shared. Now go on and let them know you're all right and not planning to run away. It would break Rachel's heart. And as a last resort, if you're not married by the time you're 50, I'll marry you. At least you won't die a spinster,
Ike said, a big grin spreading across his face.
Promise?
Ike raised his right hand and said,
Promise.
Emma giggled, hugged Ike, and hurried out of the barn back toward the house. She stopped when she heard Beth's voice near the chicken coop. Walking closer, she watched the small girl toss the feed and lecture the chickens on proper behavior.
Are they listening to you?
Beth turned and looked at Emma, shaking her head.
I can't tell. They squawk so loudly and push each other out of the way that I can't tell.
Toss the feed in a little larger area, and they won't try to push each other out of the way, Emma suggested. Beth tossed a handful of feed a few feet away, and several chickens ran for the new feed while most remained where they were.
That helped,
Beth said.
I'm not sure they'll ever learn good manners.
Emma bit her lip to keep from giggling at Beth's serious expression. Be happy that you're only feeding chickens and not milking the cow, Emma said. Beth shook her head.
Cows scare me. They're too big. Mama says as long as Ben and Jenny are here to milk, I don't have to do it.
Well, you're fortunate. Are your other chores finished? Beth nodded.
After the chickens eat, Ike will let me ride around the corral for a little while.
Emma smiled at the memory of when Ike first helped her learn to ride, and at his kind offer of marriage to save her from dying a spinster. You listen well to Ike. He's a good man, and he'll get you riding alone in no time, Emma said before turning and heading toward the house.